Hello, everyone, and welcome to Wind and Words, the podcast diving deep into the many beautiful words that appear in Ulysses by James Joyce. I'll be going chapter by chapter, keeping a diary of how I feel on my way through the famous / infamous novel, and keeping track of my favorite quotes. Today we're entering chapter 14, Oxen of the Sun. This one was a doozy. This was probably the most difficult chapter for me, not just to follow, but to understand it all, really. Joyce really changed up how he wrote throughout it in a respectable way, emulating different styles and time periods, but as someone who didn't really have the tools to pick up on that, I frequently found myself lost. Anyway, let's ignore my incapabilities and get into the show. And now Sir Leopold, that had of his body no man-child for an heir, looked upon him, his friend's son, and was shut up in sorrow for his forepast happiness, and as sad as he was that him failed a son of such gentle courage, for all accounted him of real parts. So grieved he also in no less measure for young Stephen. Page 320, line 271. So this is a long one, sure, but trust me, the entire paragraph could have made this episode. It's incredible. And in this section, I'm reading this as Bloom grieving his own son as he's thinking about Stephen. Bloom now has no son, and now he's watching his friend's own just throw his duties and potential aside to live a life of debauchery. The sentiment is one that has been made incredibly prominent as I am now looking down the barrel of graduation. It has to be said. I like my life of debauchery right now, but everyone here knows it's time to tap into that potential that was fairly wasted in college, but who can't relate to that, right? Lastly, the idea of gentle courage. I'm having trouble following the syntax as to who exactly had this gentle courage, be it Bloom as his failure to his father, or Rudy. In the end, I think it works both ways, despite there being one that Joyce must have been clearly going for. It's the way I've described him in these previous episodes. His ability to keep going. His willingness to walk through the day with a smile or just going about his business with a horrible, dark truth gnawing at him. As he knows what his wife is doing today. He knows his daughter's far away and he has these demons in his past. But he's a pleasant man who has these nice little conversations that we all experience throughout the day. And that's gentle courage to me. There's a lot to be utterly broken about. But at the same time, Bloom doesn't let that happen.
Thank you, everyone. This has been Wind and Words. Better rush out.